Before we get to this week's News AF, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors. Those are friends over at True Car, who have some tips that you might not be aware of. We got a lot of tips coming up today on News AF, but did you know that you could clean the interior of your car with a little olive oil on a coffee filter? Additionally, you can take excess weight out of your car to improve its gas mileage, and you can take your keychain remote and put it under your chin to increase its range from even further away. So weird. Here's another tip you might not know about. True Car helps people get a used car too. What? Yes, that's right. True Car isn't just for buying a new car. With the certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, you can see what other people even paid, so you know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. You're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with a True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back with the News AF crew once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of March 26, 2018, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
AF Nation, good morning. We are ready to go talking about these incredible breaking news stories with the News AF team. Here he is, a man I will see in person later on this week in Reno, Nevada, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I thought you were going to surprise us and be like, Danny's also going.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That would be so cool.
Yes.
If our friend Danny met us in Reno.
Yes.
Best friend.
Best friend.
Our best friend, Danny.
It would be so exciting. The man who has been inundated with messages of, yes, Danny, thank you for speaking up and being the voice that Krull, the movie, is awesome.
Oh, yes.
He's our weird movie correspondent. Yeah, what Danny, does he have for us today?
Yeah, did people reach out to you and say, yes, Danny, I know exactly what you're talking
about. I thought of another movie, Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, you guys
ever
seen
that? That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a Disney.
That's not as remote, but I was thinking about it after we met last week. Weird 80s movies, and that's on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not anywhere near as high up on the list as Krull.
Yeah. Danny, did you see the clip I posted in the group AF of couple minutes of Krull?
Was it a fight scene where he throws that awesome throwing star?
No, but it had the weird Cyclops in there.
Was he in the shadows blinking?
It's just about what I would expect from a Cyclops in the shadows blinking.
A lot of great stuff from the movie Krull, and people are really happy that Danny got to talk about it.
They're so happy. He looks like the Cyclops in there looks like Chuck Norris, kind of. Like it's a claymation Chuck Norris-y looking dude.
Yeah. So, all right. Great find there, Danny. Tyson, are you all packed to go to Reno?
No, but I already know. I got two Tommy Bahama shirts.
You already know.
I got my cowboy boots. I got some.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How big of a hat are you taking?
I keep trying to take the bigger hat, the 7-incher, but I don't know. It's so hard to travel with on an airplane.
Mm-hmm. The box basically, do you have to check it in? Because the box
is too big? I don't
have
a box for it. That's the thing. If I had a box for it, it would be easy. But I'll probably take just the 6-incher.
What do you have to do to check it in?
Well, you would never check a hat in. You can wear it in.
Yeah, that's true. Why not just wear it?
Okay, have you ever tried sitting in an airplane seat with a cowboy hat? Doesn't work. Because you have the headrest and everything behind you, and you have a person next to you. And then I'm 6'3", so...
Yeah, just put it on your lap.
I put it on my lap. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Why don't you buy an extra seat for your hat?
That's a good idea. If I had a hat box, I just haven't bothered to buy a hat box.
Okay. Or if you were a roller, a real Reno traveler.
If Tyson cleans up and run it up Reno, you get a hat box.
Then I will. I'll get a hat box.
All right. And now we know what to get him for his birthday, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming
we'll both
up
go
June
in on that.
17th.
Okay. All right, hat box coming up. All right, well, let's get into this week's top news stories. And this is one a lot of people wanted us to weigh in on, a new scientific breakthrough this week. Mm. And that is ketchup slices, Danny.
I thought when I saw this article that we had already covered something like this.
I don't think
in Japan. Tyson, yeah, any memory of that? No. Mm. I swear we spoke about this. It was a Japanese thing.
Yeah, I feel like we did. Japanese condiments that were like freeze-dried or something.
Hmm.
Yeah, I feel like there was something, but this is different because... And this, Rob, when you say scientific breakthrough, I feel like that's maybe not the correct terminology for it. Basically, all it they're like doing is they're making... They're making fruit leather in their backyard under the heat of the sun like my grandparents did and then force us to eat it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to eat that apricot leather.
You would
My
like
grandma.
This?
I don't like ketchup. Why would I like a grosser version of ketchup?
I do see why this would be nice, though.
Yeah. It would be nice.
Yeah. The convenience here, I'm looking at the packaging. It just looks clean. And when you have a kid that eats a hamburger... The kid somehow squeezes all of the ketchup and mustard out of the hamburger onto his shirt so that by the time they get to the end of the hamburger, there's no sauces left on it.
Yeah.
So this is great for a kid.
Okay. Well, let's just describe this for people that are listening to the podcast version of this. So the ketchup slice that I believe that this is where in the UK that they call it a slice of sauce. And what they have done is they have taken the package of ketchup and then flattened it. And then you can like tear open the top and then pull it out and place it, the square on your burger.
Yeah. Okay. Like a cheese, like some easy cheese.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that's exactly what it looks like is a square of cheese.
Yeah. Like a slice of American cheese, which. Yeah. Isn't even real cheese.
Right. Or it looks like a slice of dried blood when you look at that image of it out in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what's going on here is that so this is like the prototype, and then there is a Kickstarter to go into production on the sliceable ketchup. Danny, they are trying to raise $15,000. Do you want to guess how much the ketchup Kickstarter has made?
Oh, this is tough. They're asking for how much again, Rob?
15K.
15,000. I'm going to say they've made 2,500.
No, they've actually made the goal. They're over $19,247.
So they can get extra cookie sheets to dry even
exactly.
more ketchup.
It's hard to judge the popularity of this idea because a lot of the tweets that people have in this article
very negative.
Very negative. So when you said 15,000, I thought, the response, according to this article, is pretty bad. But I guess there's
With
people out there looking
do you
for
get
slices.
Rewards?
Oh, yeah, you get rewards. You want to know what you get?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because Danny is on the edge of his seat with his credit card.
All right. Yep. So if you pledge $5, that's just good karma, they say.
Okay.
$10.
That's stupid.
You get one package of the sliced ketchup in June.
Is that it?
Okay, that's it. All right. For $25, you also get three packs of the ketchup.
On top of the one pack?
You know,
or
just three altogether.
Including the one pack.
For $50, okay. You get three packs of the ketchup's slices, but then you also get a custom canvas carryall.
Ooh, for the slices themselves?
Yes. Yes, you get a ketchup slice carrier.
Wonder what that looks like.
Yeah. Listen to this, though, Danny. This is where it gets interesting. $75, three packages of slice ketchup, and you get a portable universal cell phone charger.
They've gone too far.
Yeah. And then...
I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, it goes on. Danny. It gets better.
$150 or more, you get in addition to the sliced ketchup, you also will get indoor cycling 45-minute class at SoulCycle.
To work off the ketchup calories?
Ketchup
kcals? That is weird.
What a weird grouping of rewards.
Yes, okay. And then you can go all the way up, Tyson, to $2,500. High roller status like you, Tyson. Here we go.
Okay, what do you get?
You get only one person can get this, and I think it's already been bought. Somebody already did this. One person is going to get to meet with the whole Slice of Sauce team, and they will go for an upscale barbecue with food, beverages, and slice ketchup for everyone.
Hmm. That doesn't sound worth $2,500.
Like a backyard BBQ with the whole sliced ketchup.
With a bunch of strangers.
At Aris's house.
With a bunch of astronaut level engineers.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. A barbecue with strangers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny doesn't like barbecues with his most intimate friends. Yeah.
Let alone strangers.
Yeah.
And you can't.
Let alone strangers.
You're not going to be able to entice me with the square ketchup roll-ups.
Yeah.
You know what I like about this? That it's so hard where, like, okay, ketchup is great. I love ketchup. But then you get down to, like, the end of the ketchup bottle, and it's like, I buy the squeeze ketchup, but it's always, like, upside down with, like, nothing in it. And then you're like, squeezing it out. You can have the bottle.
It's coming out like explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, you either have ketchup or you don't.
What if you and I both give Danny $10 and he experiments with a Ronco food dehydrator on making our own ketchup squares?
Your love of the Ronco food dehydrator is well noted now. This is the last couple episodes you've been touting its capabilities.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you watch enough infomercials growing up, you're going to be a believer of the Ronco food dehydrator.
Yes. Tyson, what would you make besides sliced ketchup?
With the
sliced mustard? Isn't that wouldn't you automatically make sliced mustard?
Yeah. You'd
isn't
make
that
sliced
what they
mustard.
Did to that ghost pepper that Danny had back in Utah this summer? Wasn't that
they freeze dried that?
Oh, it was freeze dried.
Oh, it was dehydrated.
Yeah, it was dehydrated, which probably saved me a lot of pain.
Yeah, it definitely saved you a lot of pain. The fire juice wasn't in it.
Could they
the
do fire ghost juice. Pepper slices?
Yep. Why not? With the Ronco, all things are possible.
Yeah. So you do that. You could do pickles. Set it and forget it.
Yes.
Was that the Ronco food dehydrator or was that another?
That was a different one. That was like I think he had like a rotisserie that was a Ronco.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sliced mayo, Frizzer and Karen.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's genius. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do eggs dry well?
You would do sliced egg.
No, I mean, mayonnaise is a lot of egg, right?
So if you took out the yolk, maybe. Like egg white, slices of egg white.
Yeah. Okay. I think any condiment, barbecue sauce, soy sauce would be good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
imagine soy sauce. Then you could.
Yeah, you could roll it up and make your own sushi roll with that.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't have to dip. Then you could make those sushi burritos that all the hipsters have been eating, but use the soy sauce instead of having to carry around a dipping sauce like
dip.
Baby boomer.
Well, a lot of burger news going on this week. And, you know, we've talked a lot about what Wendy's is up to on social media, but now they are now pushing the envelope even further out there. And so Wendy's this week came out with a new mixtape where they are taking on a lot of their competition, including Mickey D's, Danny.
Okay, they need to get back in there. Yeah. Take back some of that market share from McDonald's.
Yes.
Whatever it takes.
So they've gone to the recording studio and they are working on a new 5-track free mixtape, which is available on Spotify. Tyson, did you happen to listen to any of it?
I read the article and that was enough for me. I thought about listening and then I was like, do I want to be the guy that listens to, we haven't had corporate rap yes. for a long time. Like corporate rap kind of died out in the 90s when people were like, we tried that the youngsters didn't seem to connect as much as we thought they would. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, Wendy's coming back with the corporate rap is, yeah, maybe a little bit too much for my ears.
Well, I was that guy, Tyson. I did go in this morning and okay. listen to all five of the Wendy's tracks that are available on Spotify. There are five different tracks. There is Twitter Fingers, Holding It Down, Rest in Grease, then Clownin'. Clownin' is where they really get on yep. Ronald McDonald.
Yep.
This is a lyric from Clownin', Danny.
Are you not going to play the actual song?
Well, I'll play. I have a clip of my favorite song.
Okay, good.
No, I like it when Rob reads the lyrics, yes. like the spoken word.
Yes, this is from Clownin'. They say, "You hide from funk. That's probably why you've got paint on your face. My meals are great. People lining up like every day. Leave you in shame. Make you run back to Cirque du Soleil. That's cold game. But what do you expect from trying to play? Won't say no names, but you a clown. Get it? Okay?"
Who do you think they brought in? Like Drake, Jay-Z? I mean, who did they get to write these sick rhymes?
Chris Noble.
Kanye West.
Maybe.
Yeah. One it could be people. A couple guys. It's probably a yeah. collaboration.
By the way, the whole clown thing is such, it's low hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, we talked about this around Halloween time. Yes, exactly. It's just clowns are easy targets now after the whole clown incident of 2017.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not impressed. and still, I'd like to know who's writing those lyrics for them.
Yeah. Then Burger King did not get off scot-free either. They also
dang,
got
son.
A little bit in Holding It Down. And BK, don't think that you got away. You copied my old menu and put it on replay.
Wow. Dude.
So
this is going to start a turf war?
Shots fired.
Hot fire. Yeah,
yeah
hot
no kidding.
Fire.
Got to be careful. When you have these aggressive social media campaigns, you're just always just so close. You want to stay right on the edge, but it's so easy yeah. to step over that edge and then just get condemned by everybody on the internet.
Yeah, yeah for
got
bullying.
Pretty hard by H&R Block the other day on Twitter.
Accountant?
Yeah.
If you get burned by accountants, I think that puts you pretty low in the pecking order of society.
Wait, what did H&R Block say to you?
I got burned pretty savage that I was tweeting during Survivor. I like to tweet about the commercial sometimes during Survivor because I feel like that's
okay.
Nobody's doing that. I feel like everybody like tweets about the show. Nobody's tweeting about the commercials yeah. during Survivor. And there, I said that there was a commercial where they have John Hamm. He does all these commercials for H&R
yeah.
Block. And I said, I put on Twitter that I think it's I think it's hilarious that the irony that John Hamm only makes terrible commercials because he was Don Draper. His whole thing was that he makes
yeah.
brilliant commercials. And then the next day, I got like a savage H&R. I didn't even tag H&R Block. And they tweeted at me responding to my tweet, and they just had like John Hamm give me like an eye roll. I got like a John Hamm gif annoyed, looking at me disgusted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Those,
how many likes did
they're coming for you?
They came from my wig, H&R Block. Hope I don't get yeah, audited now.
Are they going to write a rap song about you or somehow sell your details to China or
they
Russia?
Will.
Yeah.
They will.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, man.
Whenever I'm watching a show and they have commercials, I look at the commercials and I think, this is who they think I am, right? Mm-hmm. So the commercials represent who they think watches the
show.
And sometimes I'm like, whoa. No, Cialis, no. Yeah. Preparation H, no. And then I'm like, I'm not even going to watch this show if that's who they think I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, no, they're misrepresenting me.
You don't want to fall into that target.
No.
Demo.
Oh, and another thing to all advertisers, I've been watching a lot of Hulu. After I've seen your commercial for the 50th time, not only will I never buy your product, but I hate your company so much.
Yeah.
That why don't you, does it make you mad enough to pay for commercial free?
No, no, I'd rather just, oh, this is good. It's like training me not to buy crap from these people who advertise to me hundreds of times.
Hopefully it works on your kids too, where they just like have an adverse reaction to all advertisements. And they're like, during Christmas, they're like, here's the hottest new toy. And they're like, I can't even look at it without vomiting.
Yeah. Like, hey, by the way, one of the commercials I've been seeing constantly is a Nevada commercial about coming to Nevada. So that's why I can't go to Run It Up Reno.
Yeah, okay.
See this commercial over 100 times. And I'm like, I will
come to Nevada.
It shows a skier in the Sierras. And it says, let her adventure be the start of yours. Come to Nevada. What? Like, that's how many times I've seen it. I hate Nevada. No, Nevada. I will never join you.
Join me, Danny.
The dark side.
I'm serious. Stop advertising to me.
We rule the nation as citizen and state.
So I would rather listen to rap music. Corporate rap. Yeah.
I have a clip for you, Danny, of my favorite track from the new Wendy's mixtape. And so the fifth and final track, ironically, is 4 for 4. They probably should have made it track number 4. But this is a track which is hyping all up the Wendy's combo meal, 4 for 4. It costs $4, and I think you get a burger,
4 things,
a drink, a fries, and something else. I don't know what the...
Chicken nuggets.
I think you get 4 of them. Okay.
Or a Frosty. Yeah. They have like a smorgasbord of things, and you choose 4 things from the menu.
You can get a drink and a Frosty?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is from 4 for 4.
Let's hear it. 4 for 4, that make the best. 4 for 4, forget the rest. 4 for 4, you getting blessed. Four for four, that make the best. 4 for 4, forget the rest.
Very, yeah, that's
4 for 4, you getting blessed.
Yeah.
I had higher hopes. I actually expected more.
That came in pretty hard. Like, that was a pretty hard beat. Yeah. That was aggressive. That was super aggressive.
You'll be feeling blessed, Danny, if you check out the 4 for 4.
I wonder if I could listen to that 50 times.
Hit Wendy's on Sunday.
Oh.
Forget the rest.
All of them.
Go get blessed at Wendy's.
As a musician, what do you think? You gonna remix that beat?
As a musician, I always think, who was willing to take money to make this advertisement? And then I say, oh, I would do that. So, a smart musician.
You would, if Wendy's came to you and said, look, we want to, you know, drop some sort of an alternative rock album, Danny, could you put that out?
Yeah, I would say, okay, sure, whatever. I don't make much money anyway, so
could
let's
you freestyle
do this.
Like a lyric for us real quick?
I can't do that off the top of my head. Plus, I'd want to get paid and make sure everything's copyrighted and, you know, packaged right. So wouldn't want to do that, Tyson. Yeah, exactly. But that rap, we did cover this, I'm sure of. All old news is new. We did cover another company a while ago. It must have been like Cheetos or someone who also put out a rap album.
I think it was
album.
Hamburger Helper, I believe.
Hamburger Helper. Oh, Hamburger Helper. Okay, yes. Yeah. I would have said Cheetos because they've got such a great game on social media, but Hamburger Helper.
Wow. So do you think Wendy's and Hamburger Helper should have a rap battle?
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a direct correlation between meat and rap?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you work with meat, you also can rap pretty well?
Yeah. I think, I think beef. There must be something there. Yeah, that's why they have beef. That's why they
beef.
Keep doing
yeah.
it. Danny, could you offer your services to McDonald's or to Burger King or any of these other fast food places that want to get in the game?
Yeah.
I have a good line for you.
Yeah.
Rap is whack.
What was it?
But rap is whack.
Rap is whack.
Just mock them for rapping, and then that's going to be in your alt. That's the name of the song, and then it's just you, like, screaming at the top of your voice.
I offer my services with this disclaimer. I can't tell you when my song will be done or whether or not it will be any good. So or if you still want to hire me after that, feel free.
Okay, but it's coming.
It's coming. Yeah, sure. All the offers will soon flood in, especially when I say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Why I'm a successful businessman.
After they order the music from you, is there a counter which they go to and then you just will
like
then
a Domino's tracker?
Like the next song that you made for somebody, like a number 86?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like that's actually a good idea. What instead of changing, like, I want a number 5, what if you could have, like, a little song you sing to unlock the number 5 and order it?
Oh, okay.
That'll make things more fun.
And what do you get if you don't sing it?
Well, you could say just number 5, but or you could sing the little ditty that I create for McDonald's that is the number 5 ditty, and you can sing that over the intercom. I'm sure that won't be annoying to McDonald's employees, and then everybody knows, oh, that's a number 5.
Mm. All right.
So what will the ditty be?
Here's a number 5. No, what's everybody? It would involve what's in the number 5.
Oh.
Bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, mayonnaise slices. Yeah, but it'll be way more awesome than that. Like, it'll be a little bit more face melting and not so, like,
who's
put
singing,
you to sleep.
The customer or the employee?
The customer is singing into the intercom
system. So wait, you just have these amateur guys showing up for karaoke night
at McDonald's. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's a mixture of karaoke and drive-through. The perfect. You want to combine those two things.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Well, let's touch on our next story. And there is a new app which is coming soon, which may be a relief to people who are looking for a bathroom. That there is a new app which is called a Lulu app, which is going to allow restaurants and places of business to be able to offer their bathroom to the public for a charge. Tyson, are you on board with this?
I'd just piss outside right on the front of their stupid building.
This story is interesting, but there is a link inside this story to a story about a woman who uses a $400 hairdryer to make a roasted chicken. That story almost appeals to me more.
We can talk. Okay. I didn't have that on the rundown, but we could talk about the lady that made the chicken with the hairdryer.
I don't want to just throw that at you, but I mean, that really grabbed my attention. I'm going to click on this and see if it's
enough
spam.
With this story. Okay. No, I think that if this is going to allow more restrooms to be available to people, then yes, definitely. Like if you could feel comfortable running in to any restaurants or any places with this advertised and using the app to relieve yourself, then of course. Yeah. I went to a breakfast at a place here and I was like, okay, I'll have this. By the way, I need to use the restroom. And they're like, we don't have a restroom.
But there is a bucket in the back.
You can run across the street to Subway or to Taco Bell. And I was like, oh, I get it. So you sell the food here, taking business from them, but then you send your customers to their bathroom. And she's like, yes, precisely. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, bleeding the beast.
Isn't this kind of what George's idea was in Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I thought about that. So in the Seinfeld 10-year reunion, but I believe that what George did was that he had an app that rated all of the public restrooms. So
if you were
walking around, you'd be able to tell. This is a little bit different. This is now opening it up to restaurants, which would not let you use the restroom, but now you have to pay. Could there be surge pricing, Danny, or would the app tell how badly you need to go?
There should be surge pricing because when they're busy, when the restaurant is most busy.
No, it has to be regulated.
Mm-hmm.
If it measures how bad you have to go, that's like healthcare being unregulated. Then it's like, oh, this guy obviously had a heart attack. We'll just charge him $85 trillion because it's either this or death.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson, so should they charge you more for a number 1 or number 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that
they should nickel and dime you, Danny, for everything.
Should you need to say what you're ordering when you get to the restaurant if you're going to order a number
I'm making a number two and peeing on top. Making a number two and peeing on top because you pee a little when you go some poop. That's the natural order of things.
Where did this song come from? Was this a Tyson special? Do you want to sell that song to the app?
I just barely came up with that out of my head.
That was your song.
All of a sudden, Burger King's like,
that was amazing.
It's like that picture of the guy who was walking with Danny and then sees Tyson walking down the street. And then that's the meme.
That's amazing, yeah. Tyson. That was.
Did you like that song?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was weird. I like, maybe this is a song Tyson's mom taught him. Mm-hmm. Some weird song about to potty train him.
Just barely came up.
Well, it's a cover with new words. This one's a total original, a Tyson original.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because did you know that it's hard to go poop without peeing on top of your poop after?
I did not know that. do you get to just pay by the minute, Tyson? Is that an easier way to do this?
No, I think it's like a nickel every time. Like you flash your thing, senses it on your phone, you open. It's a phone app. With a NFC reader,
okay. And
the stalls are locked from the outside, and then you swipe, and it charges you a nickel to open it, and you go in and you pee, and then you leave.
Tyson, I think it's called login when you stand Penny up and cut your poo in half with pee.
Oh yeah, no, it's lumberjack.
Lumberjack, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, something but like I'm that. Not talking about pooping and then. Standing up and turning around and trying to cut your log in half with your own urine stream.
All right.
Hey, What I'm saying is when you poop, your body also releases urine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go back to the story for Rob's sake. So yeah, Lulu app generates a digital bathroom pass that charges anywhere from 99 cents stuck into a pizza dive up to $5 for a swanky bathroom that offers lotion, super private
hold on
stalls, and high-end towels.
What? Yeah,
why did they
bucks.
Say lotions and super private stalls?
Be
you put, you should put those two
lotions.
Things together.
Yeah.
That's where the homeless guys go to jerk off each other.
Well, not at $5, Tyson. You think if a homeless guy's got $5, he's not spending it on a bathroom.
We more than one person go in the bathroom at a time.
I think you could find a workaround where you can sneak multiple people in there if it's an NFC reader for sure. I mean, they're advertising lotion. They're advertising lotion in super private stalls for a reason. I know they're targeting these homeless guys who are so horny for everybody, and there's nowhere to go. And they're like, oh, they've got lotion and privacy. Let's go there, everybody. So now you walk in there. There's like 30 hobos stacked to the ceiling in the stall next to you. And all you wanted to do was, you know, hydrate your hands and use a fancy towel at the end of it.
Maybe there should be like one of the homeless guys should just set up shop in there and say, like, oh, no, I'm the bathroom attendant.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, make back the $5 he used. Yeah, to get in there to use the lotion in the private stall.
So wait, so he's getting tips and then he then goes back into the hobo stall where there's...
Well, I don't think there's a separate hobo stall. They're not discriminatory like that.
No, but the hobos have set up shop in one of the stalls and there's 40 of them all
that's
with their clothes off.
That's why you pay by the minute.
Oh.
That's why I think that'd be better than a flat fee.
Yeah.
And you also should need to take a picture of what the bathroom looks like before you go in and when you come out. I think also that should be a thing.
Yeah, that should be a thing for sure. Because I was wondering how to regulate that too. Because that would probably prohibit these hobos from taking advantage of the free lotions and extra privacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you know. Yeah. Everybody needs a little love from time to
time. And lotion.
Okay. All right, let's get out of this story. Danny, you want to talk about the woman that used the $400 hairdryer to make a roasted chicken, and why is this news?
Of course. Why is it news? She used a $400 Dyson supersonic hairdryer to blow dry a whole chicken. Look, this is a great hack. Why aren't they calling this a life hack? Isn't that what you call?
So you think this woman just doesn't even have an oven anymore? She's like, I can cook. And how long did this take?
I don't know. But if you had like an apartment in Hong Kong that's the size of like any of my closets, you don't have an oven. So how are you going to get that deliciousness of a roasted chicken without an oven or a Ronco dehydrator.
Yeah.
Costco.
Yeah, no, you don't have a Costco. So you do have a $400 hair dryer. Boom.
Right.
I feel like you'd have a hard time cooking the inside of that thing.
No, because look, it perfectly inserts into the chicken. Oh. Can't you just plug it in and leave it for a little while?
Oh, that's probably what she did, huh?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay.
I think that from what I'm looking at this article, where did she put it in the oven even for a little while and then cook it the outside and use that like a blowtorch?
Yeah, I feel like that's what happened, but can we just ignore the facts? I know we're news AF.
Let's just go based off of the title alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think incredible. Rob's right. I think she cooked it, but to crisp the outside, she used the hairdryer.
Yeah. She's removing all the moisture from the chicken to maximize the skin crispiness when she roasts it. So I think that she might have even like done the hairdryer first and then put it in the oven.
That's a good idea. Yeah, because they do that with steaks and stuff too. It's not called cauterize. It's called something else, but they burn both sides of it. Yes. Quick on a higher temperature, and then they cook the steak. But couldn't you just do that with like a creme brulee torch instead of a hair dryer?
Well, that's what you would say. That she knew you were going to say that, Tyson, and she is ready for you because here is the tweet. The woman's name is Helen Rosner. She said, "Hello to all the covertly misogynist folks in my mentions right now who don't seem to realize that a handheld hair dryer is the same thing as a very manly tool shop hot air gun, or that this method has a long history with Peking duck."
By the way, let's take this up a notch. And you could do this with one of the boar companies.
So wait, I'm a misogynist?
Yes.
Yes, of course you are, Tyson. And the fact that you didn't know is interesting.
Well, can I be on the podcast next week still?
Okay. Yes. If you you need to sing an apology song to Helen Ross.
Yeah, you're really good at those.
What's her last name?
Rosner. R-O-S-N-E-R.
Rosner. "Dear Helen Rosner, I'm so sorry that I'm a misogynist because I didn't know that a hair dryer was the same as another type of cooking utensil. I'm so sorry. Accept my apology now."
Oh, got a little aggressive there at the end, but still a lovely, lovely song, okay. Tyson.
And now you owe her one $400 hair dryer also in damages.
Oh, because hers burned out probably.
Yeah, I'm cooking a chicken with it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to leave them running that long. And do only $400 hair dryers work? Because like, do you have to go to the store and they're like, "Here's one for $399.
I think also a $400 one. A blowtorch will work.
And be
like
more
a
fun.
Creme brulee torch.
Yeah, yeah. We know, Tyson. We know.
I already said that.
But a blowtorch is way more fun. You get to see that blue flame shooting out.
We should have bought one of those Tesla flamethrowers.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. I made that. The Boring Company flamethrower.
I said that.
Okay.
No.
Guys, don't fight. Don't argue.
I will fight Tyson. But he's...
This story is tearing us apart.
Tearing us apart. All right. Look, we need to boost our happiness. And so there is only one way that we know how to do that. So many people have said, you know, what is the secret to happiness? It turns out it was in front of our face the whole time because scientists have now discovered that the key to the happiness is use the internet every day.
Yeah, I think I know who wrote this story.
I think. Oh, you think that the guy from Facebook is trying to get back on track?
So I've Total opened up this story, and since I've opened it, over five or six other video or banner advertisements has opened up as well, and I am not happy. I am not happy at all. And this one just started playing automatically with audio. I'm losing my mind. I can't close it because the button's so small. So this is obviously a lie,
no,
scientist.
It's true. Regular internet use is the key to being happier for longer as you age. Think about all of those
people
baby
thought it was
boomers,
money this whole time.
All those baby boomers on Facebook, they're so happy.
They do love Facebook.
Yeah.
That was the spammiest page I've ever opened. I had to shut it because so many videos were popping up. I felt like it was 2001 all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had I just been Rickrolled?
Yes. Because
Mark Zuckerberg put his last $100 billion into this article to try and get people back on the Facebook train. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, so many people are telling you, hey, take a break from social media. You'll feel so much better. This article says, forget the digital detox. To boost your mood, scientists say the secret is use the internet every day.
That's like the drug dealer who's like, what you need is another hit.
Yeah, you're feeling drugs like crap. Make you feel better.
Yeah, here, you your them? Problem is take more.
The scientists from Norway also say it helps people get over a midlife crisis.
I thought that's Corvettes were for.
Yeah, Corvettes are for that, but imagine if you had Corvettes and then learned how to use social media as well. Yeah.
Maybe this is why I'm in such a good mood, because I'm always on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're always in a good mood. Is that a... That's
you
not
know when I'm in a bad mood when I'm not on the internet, to be honest.
Yeah, you get pissed.
Yeah, where it's like...
And it's not withdrawals. It's not like an unhealthy type of unhappiness.
No, but it's like my wife is like making me do something. Like, oh, man, I wish I was just like scrolling my Twitter feed.
Yeah, it's like you didn't get your vitamins for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What kind of vitamin do we get from the screen of a phone?
B12.
Okay, good. That explains it.
Yeah.
That's why we're all so happy. Mm-hmm. This article is bull crap, I feel like. I think we could find 100 to 1 articles that say otherwise. That say too much time on the internet.
Yeah, but you can find any article for anything. That's the beauty
true.
Of the internet.
But what I said was we could find
a point that you want to prove.
Yeah, but we could find 100 to 1. I think it'd be very disproportionate. The number of
articles. So you're saying if 100 people jumped off a bridge, that would be enough for you to do so?
Yes. But I can't be the 100th person. It has to be 100 straight up. I'll be 101.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the study talks about how they were able to remove factors such as income, occupation, and location, and they found that there was a direct correlation between the amount of time online and a person's happiness.
Yeah, I mean, if you remove everybody's everything and all they have is the internet, of course that's going to be their sense of happiness. So they strip these guys down to nothing in their little test cells, and they're like, do you think you'd be happier with a computer in there, or would you rather just like sit there in your own filth while we do this study?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, all these guys, once we took all their money away from them and everything, they like the internet more.
So it's also interesting that they say that in early adulthood, they didn't find a strong correlation between people that use the internet all the time and happiness. But as you got older, the more you're on the internet, Danny, that's the people that were happier.
By the way, okay, let me point out two things. One, Norway is already one of the happiest countries in the world. And
so
they know happy. Yeah, two, it has been proven that social interaction as you get older does increase not only your longevity and fight dementia, but it does make you happier. That's why your grandma's always wanting to talk to you forever, because she doesn't talk to anybody all day. Now she can just stalk you on the internet.
It also improves the size of your sexual organs.
That's how happy you are?
Yes, that is true.
As you age.
For men, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't be a misogynist, Danny, for
everything. Right.
Oh, guys, this story gives me hope that when I get older, I can get happier.
Yeah.
I'll be happier.
You're not going to be social enough, bro.
But with the internet, it sounds like I can be pretty social. Like, nobody wants to hang out with old people in real life. But, you know,
I sent you a friend request on Facebook 16 years ago.
Yeah, but I could be whoever I want on the internet. Nobody has to know that I'm a 65-year-old gross guy.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in virtual reality. Remember, I'm part man, part goat, going to my online church. I'm friends with everybody there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So, I'm going to be even more social.
Okay. All right.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see this new social Danny.
Mm-hmm.
New social Danny.
I'm going to be so popular, Tyson.
You're going to be the most popular. You're probably going to have like over 1,000 friends.
At least. Maybe.
One time, my little sister in high school came home and told me that she was more popular than I was in high school because she had like an exact number of friends. She had counted every single person she considered a friend in her entire school.
Yeah.
She's like, I have 162 friends in high school. I'm way more popular than you were. And I was like, I didn't ever count my friends. I guess I should have done that so we could find out.
Have the empirical information.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Check this story out. You know, we're always on top of the latest robot news. And let me introduce you guys to Charles. He is a mind reading robot which can read human.
Oh, emotion. Sweet mother of Jesus.
Hold on. We got to just take this survey real quick before we can look at the.
Okay.
How happy are you right now?
Very happy.
I am not happy. I can't even get this page to freaking load.
Survey.
That was a fun survey. What did you answer?
I just looked at it really quick and I just picked any circle. It was so fun.
I read that line too. That was I think that could be a screen grab for a fan. They could see what survey you answered and what you answered, and then we could learn a lot more about
whatever the
Rob.
Question was, I answered 4 years. That was the answer.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about the look of this robot. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to... First of all, they were authentic. They gave it they made it look like an old man, and even gave it authentic old man eyebrows that are like 4 inches long.
They use the same hair for his head and his eyebrows.
This robot that was built, if you can see the picture in the video, does not look too dissimilar from said Cyclops from the movie Crawl.
Maybe they just repurposed some parts. Robot.
They just added an eye.
It's like really crappy claymation that this robot that they built looks like.
I like that they did this because this guy is non-threatening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's pretty terrifying.
Not sexually he's not sexually arousing in any way.
No, that part, that is correct.
Yeah. Because you know, when you... In today's atmosphere, anytime you meet a robot, in your mind, you're like, am I supposed to have sex with this thing?
Yeah.
And this is one that you definitely are like, no, I don't have to ask myself that question.
Is that what they're doing now? It's because too many guys are like, hey, can I have sex with that thing? That's like,
is this for sex?
We're going to make all the robots look kind of like if Dustin Hoffman was melting. That's what this guy looks like.
They're going to actually have to start advertising on packaging. They're like, not a sex robot. As you're like, oh, new headphones for Christmas. Thank you, honey. Are these the ones you have sex with? Mm-hmm. Like, no, these you can't.
Yeah.
These are not the sex robot headphones. These ones
headphones. As much as you want to say that this will just put some people off of having sex with him, there are those out there. This fits a perfect little niche that, melting Dustin Hoffman has always been my fantasy.
He also has no arms and no legs. He's just melted Dustin Hoffman.
Okay. Yeah. Some people like that too.
Some people like that. Now, I watched a whole video of a guy driving around with this thing, and I still have no idea what the purpose of this robot is, Danny.
It mimics expressions is one
to
thing
read
that it
facial
does.
Expressions. They want to teach it to read facial expression.
Yeah, and so there, I think it's learning to understand human emotion by reading people's faces. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going on.
The guy was in the video was driving around. And then this robot was like a Siri, and it was like telling him like which way to go in the car. And they're like, I was not impressed. I don't know what it was supposed to be.
So wait, maybe they're creating a backseat driving robot. You are going too slow.
Wouldn't you feel like autonomous vehicles will put this robot out of business pretty quick?
I think that's what they have in Total Recall. I think in Total Recall, there is a robot in the driver's seat that drives the car around on Mars. Mm-hmm. So that Tyson's got a good idea. Maybe put these
at the helm.
He looks relatively harmless. I mean, give him some arms so people will believe he's actually driving. But
still, you're going to have those guys get in the car and be like, oh, there's a sex robot in here driving this car. Let's have sex with him real quick.
Well, I think in Total Recall, he rips the head off of one of those robots.
Let's take him to one of those fancy bathrooms. It's only $5.
Hey, what a coincidence. Oh, no, we've got this robot in a privacy bathroom right here.
It's filled with hobos. Well, then we'll just join in.
Okay.
There's enough lotion for everybody.
All right.
Yeah, whenever you use that bathroom app, make sure you always have a broom with you so you can shoo away all the people who are in the stalls.
Right. So let me play you. This is the guy who drove in the car with Charles, the robot that can mimic human emotion. Tell me if there's anything impressive going on here.
No problem, Peter.
Thank you.
So he's driving.
100 meters. Take a left turn.
Hmm. It looks a bit crowded. Can we try straight on?
Good idea. Let's try that. My pleasure.
So
that was it. It was. It's
that's so stupid. So now yeah. It doesn't even really tell you where to go. You're like, but I want to go that way. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah, if that's
what you want, Tyson. Yeah, we're never going to get to where we're going, but it's got,
you know what? I'm beginning to think it might be a sex robot because it does have the submissiveness of a sex robot.
Yeah, it's definitely a sex robot masked.
They've repurposed like, something.
Yeah, they're like, let's get some exposure. We'll get a little different base if we like... It's a melting Dustin Hoffman, and we advertise it as a non-sex robot. And then people will be intrigued, but there'll be that 1% of the population who sees his picture and falls in love with him and will spend any amount of money to have him.
Yeah.
This is stupid. This is on the same level as what would they call him at Chuck E. Cheese? An automatron?
Is this what they did with those Chuck E. Cheese robots?
That were animatronic, yeah. Yes. Thank you, Tyson.
Oh,
yeah,
that somebody bought them and repurposed them?
It's like, oh, this is a fancy melting Dustin Hoffman robot.
Yeah,
now.
This is as advanced as a Chuck E. Cheese thing. It's so stupid.
Okay.
I'm closing this window.
You're saying that we haven't technologically made any advancements since
Chuck E. Cheese?
Ages?
That's right. That's right. Now,
those are the high watermark.
The future in the history books, that will actually be that generation will be known
and
as.
And the Chuck E. Cheese
age.
Animatronics were the most sex proof of all.
Right.
They were terrifying.
It is very scary.
What about the Hall of Presidents?
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty bad. Those are really bad.
We should have a fight, dude. They should do like a fight night where it's Chuck E. Cheese versus Hall of Presidents.
I don't think they can.
I would pay to see that.
Like bolted down.
Well, you get a bunch of nerds in there to repurpose
like
them
bots.
And do robot wars. Yeah, like battle bots.
Yeah.
But they only get to use. They get to choose what animatronic they want to turn into a battle bot. It has to keep its same form.
Tyson's seen enough movies and he knows that you can just scoop up a nerd off the street, take him, and you just convince him to turn anything into a robot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Danny talked about a couple of weeks ago about a guy who had come back in time. This seems like there's a lot of these stories that are out there right now of people that come back in time from the future. They always have a blurred face, and they're talking about what's going on. The guy that Danny was talking about, I believe, was what, from the year 2022 or 20?
Yeah, he wasn't that far ahead.
Right. No, he was 2030 or something.
Yeah, 2030, 2050, somewhere in there.
But Rob, I mean, common sense will tell you the further into the future we get as time travel becomes more of a reality, the more people are going to come back and tell us about time travel.
Yeah, well, people are coming back and nobody has a story straight. I mean, just even on this article that I'm looking at, there's a link to time traveler who was born in 2043 tells us when World War III is going to happen. Another time traveler from 2030 comes back and is saying when this is going to happen. But anyway, we're going to go really far out. This is a guy from the year 2200 has come back, and he appeared on an interview. And I believe this is this story is in the UK Mirror. But he is talking about how he has brought something back from him. He's brought a pill, and he says that this pill has solved all of the world's hunger because you just eat the pill, and that's all of your food. The government gives you a pill, and then you just eat it, and that's all your nutrition that you need, Danny.
Okay, this makes him a little bit different because now we can test his claim, right? Hard physical evidence has been brought back.
His food pill.
No, we can no, don't eat it. Examine it.
Just eat it.
No.
Oh.
No. Okay.
But how will we know how it tastes?
Well, you could do that afterwards, but get it under a microscope.
Reverse,
it's going to have reverse engineer. It's going to have futuristic technology in it. And plus, by the way, he's saying people live on average 200 years, which means he probably has something in his body that we could also examine.
Yeah.
I say probe him.
He's 103 years old.
Yeah. We need to probe him. Every orifice, because we know from aliens that that's how you test.
They've Other eradicated cancer and all yes. diseases and doctors.
Yes. Well, listen to this.
No doctors.
So there was an interview with him. I pulled a clip from him. And I mean, I think he sounds pretty credible. I think it's hard to argue with his claims once you hear this interview with him.
So you're an actual time traveler from the year 2200.
That's correct.
What's the technology like for in terms of transportation?
Well, there's space cars that fly, and there's space suits that we use.
So, space cars.
So, okay.
You know what?
Is he for?
Yeah, these guys definitely picked him up at that hobo bathroom we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, space cars. And we fly around, and then space suits also.
Is that the universal accent of all world citizens?
I can't stop laughing. That was not what I expected.
The year 2200.
Oh, that was great.
They kept the terminology car all this stuff. Space stagecoach also.
So you can actually go in a car and go into space.
That's right.
Wow. So what about medical technology? Are a lot of diseases cured?
Yes. There's no diseases, and there's no doctors we go to. We just have our own pill we take, and diseases are all cured.
Okay, so you just take a pill. Diseases are all cured.
That's
what
convenient.
About like broken nice. Arms and stuff?
Well, there's no doctor.
Pill, Tyson. So pill.
You're screwed.
Pill, Tyson.
You're screwed.
You're not paying
so
attention.
Is there a cure to like major diseases like cancer?
Well, cancer has many forms, and there's no cancers at all. That's all been eradicated.
Okay. So cancer has many forms, but there's no cancer.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. It does have many forms. If you're making an outrageous claim, you do have to mix fact with fiction.
Yeah.
So fact,
it's
there
how
are many
the Bible
types.
Was written.
Fiction, it's been cured.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's even a link on this page. Read more. Time traveler from the year 4000 reveals future cars and claims there will be no cats or dogs.
No. All cats or dogs have been eradicated. Rodents have been domesticated and no longer pose a threat.
Yeah.
I mean, why would that be the claim? You come back from the year 4000 and the thing you're most excited to tell us about is that there are no cats or dogs.
He says that cats and dogs can only be seen in zoos, and all the birds in the sky had to be destroyed for the space cars.
That makes sense.
I hope this is true.
That makes sense.
If these space cars actually exist, Danny, our burial plans are going to be even better when there's all three of us, me, you, and Rob, naked, holding hands,
yep.
frozen in space.
People, it'll
like,
be a tourist
what is that
site
up ahead. What is that up ahead?
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be like the Halley's Comet of the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and maybe they'll know our names, and maybe they won't. Maybe we'll just be the three naked hobos.
Yep.
We're like, we weren't hobos. They misconstrued it. I didn't know they were going to do that.
The one other thing on the guy from 4000, do you know what the best thing he says about the year 4000, Danny?
I can't wait to hear. What is
the
it?
The best and enjoyable thing of the year 4000 is there's no traffic jams.
Oh, yes. That's man, I
nice.
Wish I lived in the year 4000. That is really nice.
Nice.
No cats or dogs and no traffic. It sounds like they've reached
Sign
nirvana.
Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they have no domestic animals of any kind in the year 4000.
Oh, yeah, and they murdered
and
all the birds, too, just because it was inconvenient for the flying cars. Take me with you, time traveler.
You don't like birds?
I love birds, but no traffic? Pretty good trade-off.
You're willing to trade, yeah.
Get rid of all the birds for no traffic.
Here's my other question. How come it's never a woman that comes back from the future? Why is it always a white guy with a blurred face? Why is it seems like that the it's always the exact same person that comes back from the future?
Interesting. Don't let Tyson
Danny,
answer.
Can you answer it?
No. Hard to say. Maybe they don't want to. Women are too smart to want to risk their lives. We know that men are bigger risk takers.
Oh, very good. Yeah,
time travel is very dangerous. Women are too smart to even mess with it, but men are willing to do it, even if they end up 5,000 years in the past with their whole body inverted.
Yeah. Okay.
When I picture a person who's sitting in their parents' basement playing video games all day, reading sci-fi novels, mm-hmm. I never picture a girl. It's always a dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I imagine those are the same types of guys that come forward and say that they are a time traveler.
And these British tabloids, they have like a new story every day. Time traveler from this year comes back and says this.
Yeah. Do you know how much money these guys are probably making? Like, maybe this is a whole racket. Maybe us three need to start calling the sun and be like, hey, I'm a time traveler. Mm-hmm. I figured out the intricacies of the game Survivor and came back to win $1 million and mm-hmm. then foolishly didn't invest it all in Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though I knew beforehand.
You knew.
How great all that stuff was going to be.
Yeah. And knew what
I didn't want it to be too obvious.
Knew when to sell it too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Before we get to Danny and the Bolt Hall, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors, our friends over at LaCroix Sparkling Water. You know, no matter what year you come back from the future, they still have LaCroix Sparkling Water. It never goes out of style. The LaCroix Sparkling Water is a calorie, sweetener, and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. Make the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water. It's a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle because with zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium, it's all innocent with all natural, environmentally friendly, and flavored with fruit essences. 14 LaCroix flavors. Tyson, can you guess them all?
Yes. Lime.
Key lime. Yes. Key lime, tangerine.
Coconut.
Mango, apricot, passion fruit. Those are the newest. Peach, pear, coconut, as you said. Lemon, mm-hmm. lime, berry, cran, raspberry, orange, grapefruit, and pure. That's the lineup. They've also got 6 karate flavors like pineapple, strawberry, appleberry, cherry, lime, kiwi, watermelon, blackberry, cucumber, and cantaloupe, pink grapefruit, Danny.
Wow. Cantaloupe? Really?
Cantaloupe,
that's an interesting
pink
flavor.
Grapefruit. Yes. It's got a
that's like
flavor.
Watermelons. Like watermelons, like cousin that never really comes to visit. It's like a weird fruit. Cantaloupe.
Yeah, it's delicious fruit, Danny. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water is gluten-free, vegan, and non-GMO. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are available both nationwide. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social media with the Twitter name at LaCroix Water or check them out at LaCroixWater.com. For a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com. And now let us plunge deep into Danny's
mm-hmm.
Bolt Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to my Bolt Hall. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah, that felt good. Yeah, okay.
It did feel good.
Guys, first I want to start off with 2 updates.
Updates.
Okay.
Updates, yes. Do you guys remember talking about Humanity Star, the disco ball shot into space by some guy?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, pour out a little bit because it's come crashing back to Earth. Earlier than expected.
This isn't the Chinese space
station. How did it come back through the atmosphere?
The Chinese space station is going to come down in the next week.
Yeah.
That was my next update.
Okay.
This is something else that a guy shot up the Humanity Star, which was looks like a giant disco ball. We tracked its movement around the Earth for a brief moment, and it is no longer burned up.
Oh, man.
On reentry.
Gone?
And now, it's gone. Dead. And now we have the Chinese space station, which they expect this upcoming week to come crashing back to Earth.
Yes.
And not all of it will melt up on reentry.
Yes.
Just so you guys know.
Is it true the rest of it they have to take out with a $400 hairdryer?
Not a bad idea. Could we fly that lady into the upper atmosphere with a hairdryer and she could just work on it as it reenters the Earth's atmosphere? could help break it up a little bit more.
Yes. They call that a lumberjack, right?
Lumberjacking space debris. I kind of like that. Lumberjacking. Tyson's favorite. When Tyson lists his hobbies, he's like, I like collecting cheese, sitting quietly, and lumberjacking. So
and eating that, pizza those are, with my shirt off.
Well, you have to, because once you get through a whole pizza, you're sweating profusely. Yeah. At least I am.
A lot.
Depends how much meat is on it. Okay. Now, I have two other stories here. I think I'm going to go with the airplane story, because we usually do airplane stuff. Yeah. I read this week about one of the longest flights out there, and it's from London to Perth, Australia. It's 18 hours. Yeah. And someone was talking about just their experience taking this flight, and it sounded disgusting. 18 hours in a plane with people coughing, farting. We know all about it. Well, no fights broke
on
out.
This particular flight is that going on so much?
Well, no, because it's 18 hours in a sealed compartment with strangers, yeah. Hundreds of strangers. And so, I mean, that's just, we all know that that's just disgusting. And eventually flights are going to break out. Plus, it's coming from Australia. It's just, it got me thinking about airplane travel. And the New York Times actually has an article that tells you where you should sit to avoid getting sick.
Yes.
Which I thought, you know, summer's coming up. Everyone's going to be going off on vacations. This is very, very important.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Well, it's a spoiler because I think I read this article.
Okay, go on.
They say window seat.
Okay, well, let's start. Now, keep that in mind. We'll keep your answer in mind as we go.
All right.
And we're going to say that they calculated that the 14 people sitting closest to 14C, so in the same row, in one row in front or behind or on the side, they have the highest likelihood of being infected.
Oh, my God. Why?
I got to check but my seat for Reno.
So 14C, guys, but the risk declines quickly with distance.
It reclines when slightly?
No, meaning that as you get further back. So it's saying here that a person sitting in the window seat in row 16 has almost zero likelihood of catching anything from 14C.
Unless
there's direct contact.
So this is just telling you how far away to be from a sick person on a flight?
That's part of it, but they have it saying here that 14C is the most likely. How did they phrase it? They calculated that the 14 people sitting closest to 14C have the highest likelihood of being infected.
Oh, because there's the most people surrounding.
But Tyson's right. No, but Tyson's right. So they're saying, sorry, they got a lot of numbers and stuff here. And I came across this right before we started.
Numbers. But they'll always mess you up.
Yeah, they're a person with a flu sitting in seat 14C and a flight with an infected crew member. Okay, so they've created a situation.
A
so
scenario.
If you're at 14C, okay, that's what they're saying. So if it comes to deciding how close to sit to an infected person, if you're just two rows back from the person at 14C, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, but
so now all of our listeners basically.
Yeah, I guess.
My seat is 10C on my flight tomorrow. Am I gonna, is that,
I'm
is that
21F.
Okay.
I'm 21F, right. Danny. How am I going to be?
Well, there's some other things you can do that I've read in other articles to protect yourself from disgusting people. And one thing
I
read.
Disgusting.
Yes. Bring it to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sit down at 14C with all of the diseases that you carry, Tyson, and just
and
be
bring
like,
a
let's
bunch
battle.
Of lotion.
Mm-hmm. An invisible.
A cowboy hat with lotion.
Yeah. Well, you can wear a face mask. That's a popular thing to do.
Oh, that is a good idea. Yeah.
Also, by the way, that is a terrifying thing. If you wear a face mask, you are sending out a vibe like you have a terrible illness. And I think that you might actually get people not sitting next to you.
Yeah. No,
that's how I'm feeling.
Where it's like,
whenever I see somebody with a mask,
you're wearing a face mask. Are you sick? It's like, no, but you are.
Yeah.
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 It's like,
I think it's a good move.
I'm healthy and I'm wearing a face mask.
Yeah,
or do they have an autoimmune deficiency, or what's the deal?
What do you mean?
Like the people wearing the face mask, like are they wearing
it? Oh, I see. That's what you're wondering.
Are they wearing it because they want to? Are they wearing it as a courtesy because they are sick and don't want to spread it?
So when we were in China, I heard from the Chinese that people wear it as a courtesy, not to have to cover their mouth every time they cough and to keep other people from getting sick.
Okay.
So the other thing you could do is you point the fan. Use the fan as like your line of defense.
I always point the fan around me so it surrounds my entire. I do, and I'll steal the fan next to me if the people are.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you do the fan as a defense? You blow it away from you?
Just like Tyson's saying. Yeah, you blow it away from you.
You blow it kind of on you because then you're getting fresh air from the fan instead of fart smell from the guys next to you. It's the only way to block out other people's odors is to have that fan blowing right in your face.
Mm-hmm. And by Rob, what you said earlier was true. The people, it's all about contact with people. So those who had seats in the aisle were exposed way more than those at the window. Yeah. So the other trick is to get, obviously, as many seats as possible away from the sick person. You can't really do that because you don't know who's sick. But if you see someone coughing, you can be like, okay, I'm enough rows back. But also sitting at the window helps because when they go up to diarrhea in the toilet, they're not brushing against you.
We, me and Rachel flew to Belize during the peak of the Ebola scare. And the lady sharing a row with us would not stop coughing. I thought she was going to cough both lungs all the way out, inside out. And I was going to be like, ah, she's an inside out woman now. But I really was like, she probably has Ebola and we could have gotten it from her in that situation. But what Rachel doesn't know is that I was like a little relieved because Rachel sat right next to her and I was the person removed. So I was like, well, it's been a good run, Rachel.
What would you do? Do you think this is okay to do? A person, and I've sat next to someone coughing uncontrollably. And like
you
Tyson
just side
said,
eye him. You got to side eye him every time.
I sweat profusely. It's just too stressful. Would it be rude to hand them a mask and be like, hey, here.
No, I would just put it on your gross.
Or just put it on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and be super obvious about it.
No, I'm not going to put it on them, but I'm going to, like a piece of gum to someone with bad breath. You're like,
just put it on yourself.
I think the play is as like a 39-year-old is just to raise your hand and tattletale on them.
Excuse me,
ma'am. This guy won't stop coughing and it's bothering me.
Yeah. Those people, a mask. Actually, I'm going to start taking masks. All summer, guys, I'm going to take masks. That's my new thing. I'm going to become one of those weird people
all summer
with a mask.
Where are you going all summer?
All my traveling that I do. Hopefully, I'm traveling a lot, Tyson. Hopefully.
Okay. Don't you have a wife and a family and stuff?
Yeah, they'll go on some of those trips. Mm-hmm. But I don't care about them. They don't have to wear a mask. Actually, they should wear a mask because they're
fragile.
Live at home with me. Yeah, and they're not
more
fragile. They're going to get me sick. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm going full mask.
I love it.
2018 is the year of the mask.
Dip them in hand sanitizer and then put a mask on them.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Dude, we got so many reviews after our plea for reviews.
Oh, good, good. Let's see. This is, Karen says in the chat, they should have a sick section on the plane like the smoker's lounge. Oh, they should call it that.
Yes. I like that.
The sick lounge.
Imagine what kind of super bug would be created in such a lounge.
Yeah.
Basically, whatever is going to destroy the earth would be created in one of those lounges. Because that's how I'm sure it all works.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of here's a better idea even. Maybe you could funnel. This is, I bet, what they do in the future in 2200. What they do is they're like, oh, here's the flight and it's only sick people on this flight. So you don't have to worry about getting people sick. Then they just fly that thing until it burns up in the atmosphere.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to take very long before people are like, yeah, I'm not sick. Yeah. I'm not sick. I feel pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I feel really good. I'm not sick. I can ride on a regular one.
Yeah.
And Josh Abbott says that fortunately we won't need to fly in planes once we have space cars. So that'll be pretty.
Yeah, cool. That's true.
Yeah,
that's actually good. And there'll be nowhere cats or dogs to give you some kind of crossover illness. So that'll eradicate those.
Yes. Could we do Purell slices, Danny? Would that help?
That actually, I would like that.
Mm-hmm. And you eat slices. Them? You put them on a burger, or what are you doing?
It's like
with
one
these?
Of those like strips that you.
No, you put it on top of your head. And it slowly melts, covering you with a protective goo.
Well, you put that in the cowboy hat.
Yeah, put that in the cowboy hat, and then if by the end of the flight, you're covered in a protective goo. You can go and visit a private stall at a swanky hotel.
Have you thought about putting like beekeeper mesh on the cowboy hat, where you could be wearing the cowboy hat, but then also have like the veil over you?
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, that is a good idea.
Catch
yeah,
a lot of pathogens.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it would catch any pathogens unless you made it a special mesh that was even tighter than a regular.
Well, if somebody was like hot, like
no,
it'll keep vomit and phlegm.
It'll
out of
keep
your face.
Keep a lot of the vomit out of my face. Yeah,
maybe it could be like one of those people that go in like at the CDC if it was like a hard plastic that was like that was around the bottom of the cowboy hat.
Could you? Yeah, that what would you do better. If someone got on the plane in a CDC suit,
in a full hazmat suit?
Hey, they did it on Breaking Bad.
Yeah, do you remember when they did it on Nathan for You? And they pulled those people out of the haunted house, and everybody had a hazmat suit on, and they're like, "What's wrong? Why are you wearing those suits?" It's like, it's just a precaution. It's no big deal.
Yeah, they said it was the scariest haunted house ever. And then people were mad, like, "No, you agreed. It was the you said you wanted to go to the scariest haunted house ever."
Yeah.
All right. Tyson, give us those reviews. Newsaf.news to leave us a review on iTunes.
We got a bunch of them, but I'll read the one that was put up the longest ago on March 20th. Mm-hmm. Almost as good as Kroll, 5 stars by A2 Brute.
Almost.
This podcast is second only to Kroll in terms of entertainment value. Unfortunately, none of them are Liam Neeson or even close to him. How does he know that we're not close to him? Have we ever seen a chart of how close we are to Liam Neeson?
I'm at least 15 degrees from Liam Neeson.
Yeah, 15 degrees.
Yeah, somebody they also lose how points. How far away Danny is from Kevin Bacon in the Facebook group?
Yeah, it's only like 2 or 3.
No, I think it was more than that.
Because you're only one. You're only like 1 or 2 away from him.
Wow.
And I'm away from you by one, and Danny's away from you also by one.
Okay. I thought it was more.
So the end of the last sentence of this is, they also lose points because News AF is not available on Blu-ray. Not yet.
Yeah,
but still gave us 5 stars.
Think of all the
so
people
who are
missing
riddled
out
with negativity. It still gave us 5 stars, which I thought we should share.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a new thing. I think I consider myself probably a life coach. So if in the reviews
you're
also want
coach?
To ask life, I'm a life coach.
Life,
I got
yeah.
I'm a self-proclaimed life coach.
Yes.
If anybody has any life's problems that they want me to answer and solve for them, we'll do a full disclaimer first, and then I'll answer those what you should do.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right? So they can review the podcast, then they can be like, "Hey, I'm having this issue," and I can
do
say
that on iTunes.
As a what?
On iTunes. People
do it on iTunes.
Yeah, on iTunes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes. Newsaf.news to leave your life advice questions for Tyson.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this.
Isn't that a fun little twist?
Yes.
It is.
What's the hashtag here? Lumberjacking?
I don't.
You might want to Google that, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of fetish stuff already up on that
let's
one.
Let's get out of that. Yeah. Let's get out of that. Melted Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, there you go.
Melting Dustin Hoffman.
All right. Well, great stuff. Of course, I will be in Reno, Nevada. Look for me on seat 10C tomorrow. And so we'll see. If I don't get sick, I will be with Tyson Apostle in Reno, Nevada at Run It Up Reno. Hope you can make it out there for the live Survivor viewing. And then, of course, Danny will be on social media waiting for Run It Up somewhere outside of Nevada. At Danny Bryson on social media.
And I'll be trying to win enough money to pay my taxes.
Yes. All right. Good stuff. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.